Hello and welcome to Meiwei's Chinese Medicine Matters podcast, where we share traditional Chinese medicine news, research, and topics relevant to TCM practitioners and students. I'm Lauren Kaufel, and in this episode, Dr. Kim Pirano will be discussing treatment for an overactive bladder. Dr. Kim Pirano is a practicing acupuncturist and transformational coach in San Rafael, California. She is a published author, speaker, and intuitive healer. Dr. Kim's treatments and offerings aim to access the deep inner workings of the mind-body-spirit connection to help her patients unlock the root cause of disharmony. Dr. Kim is the founder and CEO of the Integrative Healing Institute, a nonprofit and education research institution with a mission to help educate practitioners and the general public of the connection of the spirit, mind, and body in healthcare. In private practice, she treats patients for trauma, major life changes, and spiritual growth, as well as pain management and sports medicine.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kim Pirano, Doctor of Acupuncture and Chinese Medicine and licensed acupuncturist for the Meiwei podcast. And today we're going to be talking about a TCM perspective on overactive bladder. I always hear from my patients things like, sometimes I pee a little bit when I laugh, or I wouldn't dare to do jumping jacks because it would be a mess. And I just know I have to use the bathroom before I leave to go anywhere, or I might just pee my pants. Overactive bladder, leakage, and incontinence are not anything new, but in my practice, I've gotten the impression that patients seem to think that having these conditions is just a part of getting older. It's just a part of giving birth or having prostate enlargement, and it's something that you just must live with. Treatments for overactive bladder leave a lot to be desired. Patients often don't want to undergo invasive surgeries, and medications have high rates of undesirable side effects, which leaves most patients thinking there's not a viable treatment option and that urinary leakage is just something they have to tolerate. While Kegel exercises may provide some relief for some patients, not everyone notices a difference with doing them, which presses the point home again that overactive bladder is just something to be lived with, untreated. Some common symptoms of overactive bladder include urinary frequency with or without volume of urine output, excessive nighttime urination, urine leakage or incontinence, weak flow of urine, discomfort while urinating, or the patient may or may not have a specific physical trigger such as giving birth or an enlarged prostate. Overactive bladder is a condition that affects adults and children worldwide and can be caused by various underlying factors or traumas, like childbirth, prostate enlargement, poor pelvic floor muscle control, bladder prolapse, and more. It's obvious that this condition can create a significant psychological burden on patients, and symptoms range from urinary urgency to complete incontinence. While this condition can be incredibly bothersome, surgery seems drastic, and medications have limited results and side effects. Acupuncture is actually an incredibly effective treatment for overactive bladder, working better than most pharmaceutical medications and with fewer adverse effects. It's so effective, in fact, that medical doctors may actually use acupuncture and electrostimulation in order to address the tibial nerve and improve its functionality, which addresses the innervation of the bladder and helps with overactive bladder. This is called percutaneous tibial nerve stimulation. The tibial nerve innervates the sacral plexus at the base of the spine, which controls the bladder and pelvic floor and is responsible for its function. This nerve runs down the medial side of the leg along the spleen and kidney channels into the foot. PTNS utilizes acupuncture and electrostimulation to stimulate the nerve and sacral plexus, and this electrostimulation of the nerve helps to correct the misinformation that's traveling between the brain and the bladder, thus decreasing overactive bladder symptoms and episodes. Studies on PTNS have shown improvement in bladder symptoms of over 50% improvement and up to 80% improvement in quality of life studies, and this therapy is also minimally invasive and does not pose traditional risks or side effects associated with medications or surgeries. The acupuncture points we use to do this treatment are spleen 6 or thereabouts, and a choice of kidney 2, 3, or 5 depending on the sensitivity of the patient. The rate of adverse effects for typical treatments of overactive bladder, such as Botox, beta-3 and adrenergic agonists, and anticholinergic medications range from 9.7 to 63%, which include constipation, dry mouth, impaired urination, and urinary tract infections. The high rate of adverse events with these standard medications is considered a likely reason there's a high rate of discontinuance of therapy after 1 year. In addition to offering acupuncture treatment and PTNS for a patient struggling with overactive bladder, herbs can be another adjunctive option to help curb symptoms and treat the root of the issue. So let's talk about some TCM differential diagnosis for urinary urgency and frequency. For this, we're going to look into the Lynn syndromes, which you might not have thought about since you were in school if this isn't something you see in your practice often. One of the most common ones we're going to look at here is fatigue Lynn. Lynn syndrome is one of Chinese medicine's specific ways at looking at bladder issues, and there's 5 types of Lynn syndrome: qi, blood, damp, stone, and fatigue. For urinary frequency, leakage, and incontinence, fatigue Lynn is the most appropriate diagnosis in addition to a root diagnosis. So you're going to have a root diagnosis for that person's constitution, and then fatigue Lynn to describe this particular symptom pattern. Symptoms of fatigue Lynn include incomplete urination that stops and starts, frequent urges to urinate, symptoms that are exacerbated by excess activity or exertion. This may affect men with an enlarged prostate or women, particularly with some type of bladder prolapse or history of childbirth. The tongue might be pale, swollen, with a greasy coat, and the pulse is often thin and weak. Fatigue Lynn is thought to be caused by a spleen and/or kidney deficiency. Our treatment principle is to build and raise qi and tonify the spleen. Some preferred herbal treatments are going to be guaipitong. While not specifically indicated for the treatment of urinary frequency, guaipitong accesses the fundamental imbalance that can lead to fatigue Lynn. It augments the qi, nourishes blood, and tonifies the spleen and heart. This formula would be most appropriate with a patient with additional symptoms of the spleen not holding, such as prolapse of the bladder or uterus, leukorrhea, frequent urination, incontinence, leakage with fatigue, and depression or anxiety. Another formula is Huang Qi Jian Dong Tong. This formula tonifies the spleen and stomach, replenishes qi, harmonizes the interior, and stops pain for stomach qi deficiency, spleen yang deficiency, and deficiency cold in the middle jiao. This formula is appropriate for frequent urination that also has some GI involvement and coldness. Another differential diagnosis for urinary incontinence and leakage includes spleen and kidney qi deficiency. This pattern bridges closely with fatigue Lynn, but we're going to see more apparent pattern of the differential diagnosis in the general presentation of this patient, specifically with the addition of GI symptoms, coldness, and typical pain in the low back and knees that are associated with kidney patterns. This patient might have frequent urination and nighttime urination, copious clear urine, incontinence, abdominal distension, GI upset, loose stools, a coldness in the limbs, and pain in the low back or knees. Their tongue might be pale with teeth marks, and the pulse is often deep, weak, and tight. The treatment principle here is to strengthen the spleen and tonify the kidneys. And our preferred herbal treatment is Bao Yuan Tang, which tonifies the qi and warms the yang. This formula may take several months to see a beneficial effect, so it's important to coach your patients on that timeline. Next up in our differential diagnosis for overactive bladder, we have lung and spleen qi deficiency. This is another pattern that's going to be found often coinciding with fatigue Lynn or as a precursor to fatigue Lynn syndrome. This is our lung and spleen qi deficiency. The differentiating factor will be the involvement of the lung as we see either cough, asthma, chest depression, or phlegm production. In this pattern, there will also be more symptoms of the spleen not holding with organ prolapse. This patient will often have frequent copious clear urine or incontinence with enuresis. This is all going to be worse with exertion, fatigue, or that sneezing, coughing, jumping. They might have a chronic cough with white phlegm. They often have that slow, low, weak voice. They might have asthma, maybe facial edema and puffiness, organ prolapse of the uterus and bladder specifically, a general overarching fatigue, cold body, loose stools, a tongue that's pale with a white coat, and a pulse that's thready and weak. The treatment principle here is to tonify the spleen, benefit the lungs, and aid the ascent of yang and warm and transform that phlegm dampness. The preferred formula here is Buzhong Yichitang to tonify the middle jiao, benefit and regulate qi, and raise the yang and raise the prolapsed organs. Liver qi stagnation is another differential diagnosis for overactive bladder. Now, liver qi stagnation is going to be the diagnosis that should be considered when emotions and stress are a primary link with urinary symptoms. We may also see a bit less of the copious urine output and more tension and stagnation with the urination. Within the patient, there may be emotional symptoms or physical symptoms with diverse types of body pain and stiffness. This is often present in the person who's holding a lot of emotion and not letting it out, which is sort of the flip of the coin of liver qi stagnation, where we might see a lot of aggression or depression where emotions are on the surface. And another side of liver qi stagnation, we see the opposite of that, where emotions are really held or internalized instead of processed. This patient may also have urinary frequency that is exacerbated by stress or emotional upset, incomplete or hesitant urination, difficulty with the starting of the flow, a tightness or fullness in the abdomen or chest and flanks, frequent sighing or yawning, fatigue that improves with exercise, emotional irregularity or outbursts, frequent anger, melancholy, or this repressed emotion picture. They may have PMS, menstrual dysregulation, painful periods, irregular menstruation, a tongue that's pink or dark, slightly enlarged, thin white coat, maybe slimy, and a pulse that's often wiry. Treatment principles are to soothe the liver, regulate qi, and clear stagnation, resolve dampness, and disinhibit urination. There are two appropriate formulas for this picture. First is Chai Hu Shugantang, which spreads the liver qi, promotes qi circulation, harmonizes blood, and alleviates pain. This formula is going to be appropriate when there's a GI involvement in the wood overacting on earth kind of picture. The modification of Zixi at 9 grams, Hua Shi at 18 grams, Chuqianzi at 12 grams, and Yujin at 9 grams is specific to frequent urination. Note that all dosages of herbs here are for whole bulk herbs, which are intended for use in a decoction. Our other formula, which we all know and love, is Xiaoyao San. This pacifies the liver, harmonizes the liver and spleen, strengthens the spleen and tonifies the blood. And this formula is going to be more appropriate when the patient has some deficiency qualities in their presentation. For frequent urination, we want to remove Sheng Jiang and replace with Pao Jiang at 6 grams and add Wu Yao, Muxiang, and Qingpi at 6 grams each. Helping patients navigate overactive bladder, regardless of the cause, can be a difficult, slow-moving process. It's imperative that both the patient and practitioner are committed to long-term strategy, treatment, and lifestyle modifications. Whether you're employing acupuncture, a specific PTNS treatment, which we're going to go over in a moment, and or herbal treatments, this is a process that may take months to see significant changes. Tracking symptoms like frequency of urges, nocturia events, incontinence, and leakage events can be helpful signposts to understand what changes are occurring, since this will be very subjective to the patient. Some patients will respond immediately to PTNS treatment, while others may take longer or not respond at all. So getting to that root diagnosis in the non-responders can be a very helpful way to provide some relief or change in the system, even when there might not be a significant change in the overactive bladder symptoms. By receiving treatments with you, they may have an ability to shift their experience of those symptoms or the emotional ties that are connected with them. Many patients, despite not having those significant improvements, are also experiencing shifts in their quality of life or their experience of that overactive bladder by receiving treatments and herbs. It's important to validate this response as a practitioner. So not all changes are going to be what the patient or practitioner are expecting or wanting, yet they can be profound improvements despite the original problem remaining. A shift in how the patient reacts and responds to their overactive bladder can make a massive difference in their life, regardless of the physical changes that may or may not take place. So now let's talk about what PTNS treatment protocol really is and what it looks like. So a typical treatment protocol and plan for PTNS therapy is going to include 12 consecutive 30-minute treatments given 1 to 3 times a week. And if you have a patient who gets this done with you and it works very well, but it stops working once you discontinue treatment, they might want to go back to their urologist to request a permanent medical device. So there is a permanent medical device that they can have implanted into the patient so they can have more consistent management without those side effects of the medications. So the following protocol is an effective way to administer a PTNS treatment to an acupuncture patient using our TCM terminology and point locations. So PTNS as itself is an approved medical treatment for overactive bladder in the US under CPT code 64566, or you can just bill it as an acupuncture with electrostimulation, CPT 97813 and 97814. It's also approved for fecal incontinence in Europe. After a routine evaluation and intake with diagnosis, we're going to treat the patient for underlying constitutional imbalances and then add on the PTNS treatment with our acupuncture treatment. Alternatively, you can perform PTNS without an adjunct acupuncture treatment, which can be applied in a private or community session for either of these scenarios. So we're going to place the negative lead, which is the black one, on a needle, which is located about one zone below spleen 6 to the depth of about 2 centimeters, and the positive lead, the red one, on the foot or ankle, approximately kidney 2 or 3 or 5, sometimes even spleen 4, depending on the sensitivity of the patient. The patient may also put the legs in a more butterfly type position with the knees abducted and flexed. And we're going to slowly turn on the electrostimulation device with the current level set at 0.5 to 0.9 milliamps and 20 hertz. Now the patient should feel a mild tapping and then more significant tapping or buzzing in the areas of the needles. And ideally, they're going to feel a sensation that runs down the medial leg and into the big toe. You may notice objectively when we have the needles placed in the right locations that big toe will also fan out as you increase the intensity on the electrostim machine. This is a great sign that you are in the right location. You want to increase the amplitude of the current until the patient feels a slight discomfort or there is that physical response of the fanning of the toes. And then we're going to turn the machine down a little bit until that discomfort diminishes to a tolerable state. I'll often tell people, I want to know when you feel the sensation, and I want to know when you feel like that's enough sensation or it's mildly annoying, and then we kind of back it off a little bit from there. If there's still discomfort after the current level has adjusted, we can sometimes alleviate this by adjusting needle depth and placement. This is often going to be the sensation of like a prickling or a stabby feeling. When the e-stim is on the needle is going to tell us that that needle needs to go in a little bit deeper. We want to leave the patient to rest with the current for 30 minutes and then remove the needles as we turn off the machine. Some adverse events and contraindications to be aware of. Adverse events with PTNS treatment are no greater than typical adverse events associated with acupuncture and electroacupuncture. Adverse events are reported as mild, transient, and uncommon at that 1 to 2% rate, which include bruising, bleeding at the needle site, tingling, and mild pain. Contraindications for PTNS treatment are identical to those with electroacupuncture, and PTNS should never be used on patients with a history of epilepsy or seizures, severe heart disease, strokes, or in patients with pacemakers. If a patient has a difficult time tolerating needling, then adjustments should be made and consideration of discontinuance of treatment if no alleviation of discomfort during the treatment can be found. I've also found success with PTNS treatment in those sensitive patients where we're simply barely turning the machine on. So we don't have to get a huge response out of the electrostim sensation. It can just be on at a level where the patient just feels it for those patients who are very sensitive. If you'd like to read this blog, to see all of these directions written down, you can visit the Mayway blog, where we also have some references, which include the effectiveness of percutaneous tibial nerve stimulation in the treatment of overactive bladder, which was published in Research and Reports on Urology, and percutaneous tibial nerve stimulation, a clinically and cost-effective addition to the overactive bladder algorithm of care, which is published in Current Urology Reports. I hope you employ this practice in your practice and get some great results from it. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode, which was researched, written, and read by Dr. Kim Pirano. Access to this article can be found in the episode description, and for more information on Dr. Kim's practice, offerings, and to receive free meditations, healing images, and more, please visit her website, www.lionsheartwellness.com, which you can also find linked in the episode description. And please subscribe to the show. It's a great way to show your support and to hear when our next episode comes out. In our upcoming episode, we have David Herron discussing eczema, atopic dermatitis, and topical steroid withdrawal. Until then, take good care of yourself and your patients. Chinese medicine matters, and so do you. Hi everyone, Lauren here again. Welcome to April. As many of you know, Chinese Medicine Matters is the podcast of Meiwei Herbs, a TCM online store and dispensary where practitioners can ship directly to their patients. And this month, let's embrace the beauty of April while keeping your ears, nose, and throat happy. For a limited time, stock up on seasonal nasal formulas and breathe a sigh of relief. Practitioners, use code SNIFFLES24 at checkout on Meiwei.com to receive a 15% discount on all seasonal nasal formulas. And remember to sign up for the Meiwei newsletter for exclusive content and ongoing promotions. You can find a link to sign up in the episode description. And thanks for tuning in and supporting Real Chinese Medicine.